This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here if you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and that is where you can join us. Talk about the things that you would like to discuss. Rich Paul will be joining us here in a moment. I think he might have gotten lost on his way to Subway or something like that. But anyway, with you so far tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Chris joining us over from Freedom Decrypted at freedomdecrypted.com. It is a weekly video-oriented, but also available in audio format, tech freedom-oriented show.
Yes.
Technology and freedom kind of mixed together. Check him out over at freedomdecrypted.com. As we jump in, I think we should start with the story that, Chris, you and I both brought in here tonight, independent of one another. We don't have like a powwow session at any point before the 5 minutes before the show starts. And then we kind of compare and see, well, what do we want to talk about here? The one I have is from The Guardian. I don't know what your source was, but this Financial Conduct Authority, which many...
FinCEN.
The UK's version of FinCEN, basically?
Okay.
Is that what this is? Because I've never actually looked at it.
I think so. You know, I read the story already. I just don't recall all the details.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like their version of FinCEN. FinCEN stands for the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, I believe, in the United States. That's an agency of the federal government that, I don't know, they regulate banks or something. You know, they do all manner of regulation of money transmitters and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I suspect this is the UK equivalent of that. Anyway, the story here from The Guardian, they are proposing a ban on financial instruments linked to digital cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. Now, do you know what a financial instrument is?
Like a stock or something?
I think those generally qualify as financial instruments. I think even a check would qualify as a financial instrument.
Would it?
I think so.
Really?
I mean, by no means am I an investor, you know, expert or whatever, but I believe an instrument is something that's like not money, you know, not like cash in hand, but some sort of thing, financial creation, if you will, that represents something like that, right?
So, yeah, I mean, I usually think of it as an investment, some sort of investment.
Yeah, I think those would qualify as financial instruments. Monetary contracts between parties, according to Wikipedia, they can be created, traded, modified, and settled. So it even says here it can be cash.
Really?
Evidence of an ownership interest in an entity, so a share, like a stock, or a contractual right to receive or deliver cash, so a bond, for instance. But that's what a check is as well. It's a contract basically saying you are agreeing to pay
the
person to whom you write the check. So as I understand it, there are also rules like in the U.S. That apply to like cash transaction reports. You know, they have cash transaction reports when you deposit or whatever. If you have more than $10,000 in cash, they have to fill those out. There are, as I understand it, financial instrument transactions that will trigger reporting requirements, but they're different numbers for the financial instruments. I think they're higher numbers.
I'm trying to think, yeah. So it's not just the banks that it applies to, the $10,000 rule, I think,
right,
applies to. It applies to anybody that's receiving $10,000 in basically cash.
Some sort of IRS thing.
Yeah, if it's a check or if it's a wire transfer, then you don't have to worry about it, from what I understand. But if it's a credit card payment, although credit cards are actually usually limited unless you raise the amount on the on your merchant account. I forget what the exact number is, but you might be limited to like $25,000 or something, unless you like jump through some additional hoops in order to raise that number.
So the UK's markets regulator, that's what they're calling the Financial Conduct Authority. So they may be, Financial Conduct Authority may be a little more wide-cutting than perhaps FinCEN, if they're just a markets regulator. I don't know how many markets they can regulate. If it's all of them, then they may have a very deep invasion into people's business.
So, could, I mean, are you saying it's kind of like the SEC?
I don't know. FinCEN, I'm not making a claim that I know anything about.
But is that what you're speculating?
I don't know. I'm just saying
they're just a thought.
The story here is saying they're a markets regulator. And so I don't know what that means. You know, I don't know how many markets they regulate. Do they regulate all of the markets?
Yeah, or you know, it might be more like
stock markets.
No, I was thinking I'm trying to think of the trade organizations, consumer protection organizations. Maybe the consumer protection organization,
CSPC. I think.
I'm trying to think what it is.
This probably deserves a little more research. Obviously, let's get into the story. By the way, Rich Paul joining us now. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
We're just about to get into this story here, the FCA. Now, this is a alphabet agency that we don't know much about, but they are in charge of some sort of, you know, financial regulatory stuff in the UK. They are saying they would like to propose a ban on financial instruments linked to digital cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. Now, that's different than banning Bitcoin, right?
Right.
It sounds to me like they're banning Bitcoin derivatives.
Mm-hmm. Like an ETF that would add
Bitcoin. Isn't this exactly the opposite of what the U.S. did here recently with allowing some sort of financial instrument that wasn't Bitcoin,
yeah,
that was tied to Bitcoin?
That was at about the time the boom and bust, they started a futures market in Bitcoin.
So it sounds like it's basically banning what the U.S. has regulated, essentially.
Well, now, wasn't that futures market, wasn't that Chicago Exchange or something like
that? Yeah, it was traded on the Commodities Exchange.
Now, there have been these things called ETFs. I think that stands for exchange-traded funds.
Exchange-traded funds are basically like a stable coin that goes the other way. So the ETF, in theory, would buy some Bitcoin and then sell shares in the amount of Bitcoin that they own.
Now, as I understand it, the ETF applications have been denied, typically, in the United States, although there may have been one that was approved recently. I haven't been paying close attention to those headlines.
Last I heard, two or three of them had been denied.
Denied, yeah. Hmm. So I'd say it's a mixed bag as far as what you're getting in the U.S. Regarding government approval versus banning of these things.
Sure, sure.
But there's a difference between a ban and them just saying no to this one application.
Well, the thing the U.S. government wanted, apparently, was just to make sure that the Chicago boys were making some money off these trades, where if we were just free to trade them without restraint, then there would be no way for their cronies to get a taste.
Well, we are free to trade cryptocurrencies without restraint.
True, but if we were able to start our own exchange-traded funds, which we could do.
That sounds like it would be highly regulated, and it doesn't sound like much fun at all.
No.
Yeah.
Don't think so.
The Financial Conduct Authority, according to The Guardian, said products such as derivatives and exchange-traded notes, ETNs, that reference crypto assets were, quote, ill-suited to small investors.
Okay, so they are talking about
exchange
that,
traded note is British thing. For exchange traded fund.
So okay, yeah. It cited their quote extreme volatility, unquote, the difficulty in valuing them. Well, there's not any difficulty. You just check the market price. It's not hard to value them. Consumers' patchy understanding of what they're buying and the increased risk of financial crime.
How does this make any difference? Look, you can already buy the crypto directly, right? Like, this is not stopping that.
Sure.
I think the fear might be that people are going to buy shares in the exchange-traded funds and exchange those, which would be effectively off-chain trading.
You think that's the regulator's fear?
Why would they be afraid of that? That's the only reason I can think of that they would be concerned. Because
they're claiming they want to protect people. They're saying that it's just too risky.
Yeah, but they don't give a damn about protecting people.
So what's
their
real reason is what
they want to protect banks.
Right. So that's maybe the real reason is to keep any kind of legitimacy from being added to, or at least prevent as much legitimacy as possible from being added to the crypto world.
Right, except through the American Commodities Exchange, which of course, and this is kind of assuming that, you know, there's one big club in charge of all the governments, which I do.
I don't know if I buy that one, because the governments are you know, at each other's throats to some extent. I mean, they're not friendly organizations.
Not all of them.
Well, they
they're competing
can't
be with each
if
other
they're going to make you fear the other ones and run to them for protection.
But you think that there's a an organization that's over top of all of them?
There are. Well, I mean, we know about them. I
like
mean,
what, the Bilderbergers?
Hold on.
We'll
no, that's not what I'm talking about.
All right, 855-450 Free Like Freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those. We'll get you on the air here with us tonight. You've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And let's see. Also, I want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com. That is where you can go. It's a brand new site. In fact, I believe, yeah, yesterday it turned 1 month old, so it's pretty new. It allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods, including PayPal and bank deposit, remittances, or even just meeting up in person and giving somebody some cash, or receiving cash if you're selling the Bitcoin Cash. Today, I actually used Square Cash to purchase a little bit of Bitcoin Cash on the site.
What's Square Cash?
Square Cash is a you've heard of the company Square?
Yeah, I used to use them for a credit card processor.
So they now have an app that basically competes with PayPal. So it's essentially kind of like, you know, essentially you put in your debit card information for your bank account, and then you can load your Square Cash app from your bank account, and then you can pay people with Square Cash through the Square Cash app, or you can receive payments from people. So, like, the guy that does the LRN voice work, the real deep voice guy, that dude,
mm-hmm.
His name's Zeus, he likes to get paid with Square Cash, so I pay him through that app.
Groovy.
One of the renters around here pays his rent on the Square Cash app. So it's pretty easy. By default, it's like low fee or no fee. I think it's no fee when you're doing like a personal thing, but if you're running a business over
I think actually using debit cards, because debit cards have fees usually as well as credit cards.
Yeah, they're doing some. I don't know how they do it. I think it's just an ACH transfer.
Okay, the ACH transfer makes more sense because it's not.
This is what it is. You can
or it's
pay
very low.
You can pay them 1% to do it instantly, or you can wait 2 or 3 days and there's no charge.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
these niche apps are interesting. I also got on, when I was in Ann Arbor, I got on Venmo, where basically you just maintain a balance in the system, so it's like a custodial
Venmo
kind of deal.
The issue with Venmo, from what I looked at, because I did look at them recently when I was looking at the local.bitcoin.com payment options, and they had Venmo on the list. Mm-hmm. But if you actually look at Venmo's terms of service,
yikes!
You don't even have to look at the terms of service.
Yeah,
it's stated pretty clearly in there. Uh-huh. Like, here's what you need to know, kind of description on their site. They don't intend for Venmo to be used for buying and selling things outside of like just sharing money around with friends, which is stupid. And apparently, PayPal owns Venmo, which is weird. And they don't actually. There's no interface between PayPal and Venmo. So it's like a completely separate subsidiary or whatever that you can't even link into your PayPal. Hmm. It's not the most useful thing in the world.
I wonder if
world.
That's intentional to kill the competition.
Well, not if used the as they claim to intend it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I used it as I was driving cab in Ann Arbor, and a lot of the college students would use Venmo, and so
just to tip you or to pay you for the
to
ride?
Pay me for the ride.
Huh. I think that is, you know, as long as it's not clear that that's what you're doing, you'll probably get away with it. Would be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
But the claim is it's not for like, you know, payments for services or payments for.
Right.
Anything really, except for like,
wait, what's it
sharing
the
I don't know. The idea is like if somebody, the way it's marketed is if you go out to dinner with your friends and somebody pays the bill, then you can Venmo them your share. Is what the marketing is basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's like supposed to be an app for friends to send money around to.
So basically, a clearance currency, more or less.
Well, it's just a dollar. I mean, it's just the U.S.
Right, but
dollar.
So not a clearance currency, but a clearance ledger.
Where I don't think Square Cash has those restrictions on it. I don't think it's as near as restricted. In fact, you can use Square Cash for business, but they do have like a special business account.
How about Cash App? Have you?
That's
used
what Square
that?
Cash is. Cash App.
Square Cash is Cash App.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've got Cash App on my phone. Yeah,
that's what I used to buy a little bit of Bitcoin Cash today over at local.bitcoin.com. So we were just getting into this financial authority, the Financial Conduct Authority. This is in the UK proposing a ban on financial instruments. But we kind of got aside to this conversation about this overarching, is there a government above the governments? Or is there some group of men and women who are controlling the governments? Rich, you believe there is?
I mean, I don't think the control is absolute. But
so they don't agree on everything?
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of factions out there, and that many of those factions exert inordinate control over the levers of power, depending on what they have to offer in trade.
Yeah, I think it's more along the lines of different, essentially, interests cooperating on the things that they have an interest on. There might be conflicts elsewhere, but within the context of controlling their own populations and so forth, and minimizing, like, revolutionaries and things like that, they certainly work together.
Okay.
Yeah. Smart gangsters will band together against the sheep rather than fighting with each other.
If it benefits them,
right.
Sure. Yeah. And I think that the gangsters running the world today are, well, the very smartest of gangsters.
They have managed to fool people into believing there's something besides gangs.
They really have.
So I would give you that. They are relatively intelligent sociopaths.
Yeah.
And psychopaths. But you then, off the air, mentioned this other sort of intergovernmental or above-governmental authority, this gang, this, you know, enterprise called the FATF, the Financial Action Task Force.
Yeah, and this is a really scary organization because it basically, if you don't comply with their rules, you'll be excluded from the rest of the international market. And because most countries are part of it, you won't be able to do business with any other country.
I had not heard of these people until 2 weeks ago. It was actually in the middle of Forkfest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival when there was some news about this financial
action. It's been around a while, so it's certainly not new.
Oh, I suspect it has. I just hadn't heard about them before.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are very scary. In fact, I've got a news story about what they're planning to do to basically crack down on cryptocurrency exchanges globally.
Yes.
And it's very scary. I will share that coming up here, but we've got to get to more of this story about the FCA. So first we're going to focus on the UK regulator, which is saying they are going to, or they're proposing a ban. I guess it's not a done deal yet, but they are proposing a ban on financial instruments linked to cryptocurrencies. And they're saying it's their, because of their volatility. They want to, quote, protect the investors who might suffer from harm from sudden and unexpected losses if they invest in these products.
Crazy thing about that is, though, that's exactly what you're getting when you're making an investment. You're taking risk.
It's risk.
Right. Mm-hmm. In order, and to offset that risk, you get a reward.
Risky.
Well, they want to make sure that the little people aren't free to take these risks so that they're all available for the big guys. That's exactly what they
Very
do in
true.
Financing of startups. You know, when I was working for a startup, my dad could not buy shares of the startup I was working for because he didn't have like a $4 million investment.
He wasn't
portfolio.
An accredited investor.
Accredited investor, mm-hmm. exactly. You know, and they do that to squeeze the little people out.
That's
so
right.
That you have no way to get ahead unless you're already ahead.
As they say, it takes money to make money. But
absolutely.
They won't even let you get started.
The bribes.
They won't even let you start. They won't let. They've kicked out the bottom rungs on the ladder.
Right.
Basically, there's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more about this proposed ban on cryptocurrency investments in the UK and then what's proposed, the really scary news, internationally. More coming up.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.com. Club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After a lengthy investigation, Salt Lake City police have made a significant discovery in the Mackenzie Lewick murder case. Police Chief Mike Brown revealing the news on Friday.
Through tireless detective work and investigation, we recovered the body on Wednesday and were able to forensically confirm it was her.
Salt Lake City Police found Lewick's body in Logan Canyon, which is about 80 miles north of the city. Police have arrested a man for the alleged kidnapping and murder of the University of Utah student. President Trump is toying with the idea of signing an executive order for the 2020 census to include a citizenship question. Trump told reporters today outside the White House that he's looking at four or five different options after the Supreme Court voted to block the citizenship question in a 5-4 ruling, saying they needed more information. The Dow lost 44 points to close at 26,922. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can call in, and you can talk about anything you want. 855-450-3733 here tonight with you. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We're talking about a potential crackdown on cryptocurrencies, not just in the U.K., but also internationally. There's a really scary story about that coming up here in just a moment.
The bankster mafia is coming for us.
Yep, they are not happy, and we're going to tell you more about that. Plus, you can join the show. Again, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Since we're talking about cryptocurrency, it's a perfect opportunity to tell you how you can accept cryptocurrency at your business. Maybe you've got a real-life business, you know, with a brick-and-mortar location, or perhaps you're a service provider and you're traveling to your customers. Either way, you can easily accept crypto by going to helpmetakebitcoin.com. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. It's super easy. You can go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They'll walk you through some very simple steps. Even if you've never had cryptocurrency before, they'll tell you how to install a wallet and start, you know, if you're starting from zero, they can take you all the way to accepting crypto within a matter of moments of you visiting helpmetakebitcoin.com. The AnyPay app is available, by the way, for iOS and Android devices. Plus, if you don't have either one of those, you can still use their web version. It's helpmetakebitcoin.com. So the Organization of Criminals in the UK, known as the Financial Conduct Authority, or the FCA, is saying they want to ban any financial instruments that are linked to cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin because they're worried about their investors. They they're concerned about the high risks involved in cryptocurrencies.
I don't know how these markets work, but, like, are you not able to invest in, I don't know, like, from the UK and, like, the U.S. stock market? Or is it, are you, like, restricted from doing so? Or is
it
just,
a good question.
Like, only regulated within the UK? But then if that's the case, why wouldn't you just go to the U.S. market? Like, it kind of, like, begs a really interesting question.
I think there are more regulations when you're investing internationally and more more taxes.
But
it probably can be done.
I mean, if you got the money, you can probably figure out a way to do it, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Even if it's hiring an agent to invest for you over in the UK, you know, that would be the roundabout way of doing it, but...
You still got to get that money out of the country, so I think there might be still some issues.
So,
not if you buy Bitcoin.
They say they're worried. They are worried. They say investors may suffer harm from sudden and unexpected losses if they invest in these products, says the FCA. Of course, ignoring the fact that they could also gain big time if they invest cryptocurrency-related products. I mean, don't investors understand this? Like, if you put money into a company... You can put all of your money into it. It's a terrible idea, but you could go all in, and no government regulator is going to stop you and say, whoa, this isn't every penny you've ever earned, is it? They're not going to scrutinize your transaction. They're not going to say, you need to be careful now. You understand. You could lose it all, whatever it is. Of course investors know they can lose it all, right? Like, that's sort of part and parcel of investing.
Right. There's a reason that it doesn't – whenever you look at the banks, like banks' websites, they have this little thing that basically says something about the financial products are not insured by the government or something to that effect. It's like this warning telling people that, hey,
no guarantees.
There's no guarantees here, right? In order to make money, you are putting up a risk. You are putting risk.
That's the only way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, seriously, if there was no risk, why would they even let you invest?
Right. You can either do trade your time for money, which is what typical, you know, people that have jobs do, or you can put your money to work for you and invest in things. That's what people who have a little bit of money can do. That's the key difference, right? Like, you can either trade your time for money, and that's limited, or you can put your money into things, which some are going to lose, and some of them might succeed.
You
never know which ones will.
Yeah, there are risky investments, like really risky investments, and less risky investments.
And that's what they're saying here, is they think this is just too risky for people.
The dollar's too risky.
Yeah, well, it's definitely, I don't know if it's a dollar a risk or a sure thing. I mean, it's a sure thing that you're going to lose your value when you put it into the dollar.
I mean, the dollar, though, isn't really an investment, because an investment is something that you have the chance of gaining on.
Right, and the dollar's a sure loss.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but pretty much anything dollar-denominated, I mean, the bonds, unless they're protected against inflation, unless they use honest inflation numbers, are money losers.
Sure.
Yeah,
but people still buy bonds because people can't do math.
They don't want you to know that. Well, plus they believe in the government, right? Like, the, you know, you're essentially, if you're buying a bond, you're backing the government. You're saying, I believe this government is going to pay me back. I believe that this government is going to exist at the time when the bond will come due. Right?
Now there might be...
Well, maybe they should read Adam Smith, who wrote that once government debt has reached a certain point, it is always either discharged by bankruptcy or by what he called pretended payment. And what he means by that is payment in inflated currency.
Just print it out and pay it.
Although in Adam Smith days, they did it by actually making the coins smaller or mixing another metal with the with the gold. Now they can just print more paper.
Now, bonds would potentially get you they're going to lose less than if you were to just hold those dollars in the bank, right?
Probably.
I mean, that's kind of the idea.
That's true.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but you're still not going to catch up with inflation is the idea.
Yeah. Well, I mean, usually I think...
if we even knew what the real inflation rate
Rich,
was.
I mean, Rich is more knowledgeable about this stuff. I know you worked in the banking industry, Rich. I've never worked in the banking industry, but I have a little bit of an idea. But usually, they usually recommend financial investors, I believe, will recommend as you get older, you put your money into less risky investments. Presumably, bonds would be an example of that, right?
That's generally what they advise, and the idea is you've got no time left to go make more money if you lose, if you're old. You can't go get a job when you're 90. Well, my parents probably could, but most people can't.
Right.
And so the idea is you put things in what's going to hold their dollar value. But then the question is, what good does that do you if the dollar doesn't keep its value against rent, against food, against medication, against doctor bills? Then the fact that you've kept pace with the dollar just means, again,
well,
you've lost.
Isn't, still behind the ball. Isn't the idea still, even as you get to the, you know, end of life point, that you don't necessarily keep all of your money in the, you know, least risky investments, and you still have some a little bit more risky investments, but you don't want to pull from those investments until you are, you know, you're basically your least risky investments are kind of depleted, because if you pull from the more risky investments at the wrong time, then you do lose money, as opposed to if you're able to hold off to a later point when maybe, you know, they actually have increased in value as opposed to a decrease in value, you know, you'll be able to,
if you have savings to live from, then you might want to take that risk. But still, you'd be using conservative vehicles like CDs.
Right.
And things like that. You probably, precious metals, you know, I still think precious metals should be in everybody's portfolio.
I tend to agree with you.
If they can afford it. I mean, Bitcoin
doesn't. It's a good hedge against inflation.
Yeah, Bitcoin does things that dollars can't, but silver and gold also do things that dollars can't.
It's true. Yeah, but hasn't silver and gold and all that been going down here in recent years?
Well, they have been because, you know, the market always overreacts. And so all the silver bugs and gold bugs, or at least a significant number of them, are getting into crypto and going, hey, this is what I always expected from the silver and gold market. And so I would say that silver and gold are probably undersold at this point. And at the same time, you see China and the Soviet Union stocking up on silver and gold, and different countries talking about silver and gold-based currencies. Now, we know that the United States went to war with Libya partially because they were talking about a gold-backed currency, but they can't do that to the Chinese, and they can't do it to the Russians.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, isn't there a problem with, and we can continue the discussion here, but isn't there a problem with silver and gold being manipulated by a lot of the holders who are issuing paper notes that, you know, it's not really backed.
Right.
They don't have enough silver and gold in the vault if, you know, if there was a run on the bank, so to speak. There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free if you want to join us here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The UK government... what they call the FCA, the Financial Conduct Authority, are saying they want to ban cryptocurrency-related investments, basically. Financial instruments that have some sort of link to cryptocurrencies. With you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
Hey, Chris.
We were talking a few moments ago about hedges against inflation, and Rich, you brought up that precious metals, you know, have for a long time been a pretty good way for people to kind of at the very least keep up with inflation, because over time I think the old saying is that, you know, way back, you know, an ounce of gold would have bought you a fine suit. And then hundreds of years later, an ounce of gold would still buy you a fine suit.
Yeah, the saying is, in the Roman Empire, if you walked into a tailor shop, you could get a fine cloak, a leather belt, and a fine pair of sandals for 1 ounce of gold. Yep. And today, if you walk into a tailor shop with $1,500, which is about the equivalent of an ounce of gold, very approximate, because I haven't looked lately, but you can get for $1,500, you know, a very nice suit, a pair of shoes, and a leather belt, and probably a hat. And so you compare that to dollars, you know, if you walked into a candy store with a penny 100 years ago,
you could get
what would cost you a dollar today or 25 cents today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
Depending, yeah. 25 cents has been the straight rate of inflation, straight rate of loss against gold. $1 under the gold standard is now worth 4% of a dollar. But the other way, if you look at it in actual goods, you could get a candy bar for a penny, and a candy bar is going to cost you a dollar now.
That's right.
There are other things that are understated in inflation.
It's so very true. I remember in like the 80s, for a couple of cents, you could buy yourself a gum, basically, like some gum or whatever, or some candy. And like today, I don't even know how much it would be. It'd probably be at least a quarter, minimally.
Yeah, my mom used to sing me a song when I was a kid. It was, my mom gave me a nickel to buy a pickle. I didn't buy a pickle. I bought some chew chewing gum, and that was something that they used to sing during the Great Depression when she was a child, you know? Well, you can't... Well, she was talking about one of those big kosher dills. What do those things cost? $2 now?
I have no idea.
If you're buying it from a pickle salesman at, like, a fair, yeah, at least that much.
Well, even if you're buying it, you know, the pickles in the bags... The big pickles in the bag.
Like at a, what, a grocery store or something?
At a grocery store. Sometimes they'll have a barrel of them. You know, deli pickles. They're about $2.
I believe it.
I've never bought a pickle, so I wouldn't know.
You've never bought a pickle?
Never bought a pickle. Have you guys ever bought a pickle?
I've bought jars of pickles, and I have bought pickles at, like, there was a guy in Florida who used to be called the Pretzel King who also sold pickles.
I've eaten pickles.
At, like, I can see why he didn't want to be called the Pickle King.
Yeah, but, like, actually, like, going and buying, like, a jar of pickles, I've never done.
Yeah.
I'm pickle rich.
You got to be into it, I guess.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. I don't buy them that often, but there have been times where
I was even at a pickle festival, I think, here in the past, like,
the
couple
Winchester
years.
Pickle Festival.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't. Well, now they give away pickles at the pickle festival.
I don't even know if I you didn't eat ate a pickle at the entire pickle festival while I was there. But
you went to a pickle festival and didn't eat a pickle?
Possibly. I might have had a pickle. I don't really honestly remember. Maybe I had, like, a sweet pickle or something like that.
Okay. All right. So, back to the story here from the FCA, Financial Conduct Authority. Christopher Woodard, the executive director of strategy and competition. He will direct your competition. He will decide where competition will exist and how much competition.
And he will choose your strategy.
Mm. He says, as with our work on the wider CFD and binary options markets, we will act when we see poor products being sold to retail consumers. These are complex contracts built on top of complex assets.
Now, that's such an absurdity because the whole point of investing is you're betting your own money on which products will succeed and which will not.
Mm-hmm,
well, when
true.
He goes in and makes that decision first, he's begging the question.
That's true. He also says most consumers cannot reliably value derivatives based on unregulated crypto assets.
Translation, you are
stupid.
Morons.
Yeah, that's what
Don't
he said.
Make your own choices.
Prices are extremely volatile, and as we've seen globally, financial crime in crypto asset markets can lead to sudden and unexpected losses.
Yeah, this is FUD. It's fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Yes.
Yes.
That's what they're targeting. See, this is what, as soon as he starts going into the criminal and all that, that's like, you know, that's where you begin to realize that this is nothing to do with protecting
How
individuals.
How many crimes are done every year in American dollars compared to crypto?
Right. Right,
like, a lot.
Drug dealers aren't even using. I mean, they might be using it on the Silk Road, but like the kingpins, they're not using cryptocurrencies to cross lines. They're using banks, right?
Numbers.
Like it's and smuggling and other methods. It's the idea, you know, the idea that it's like this thing that like will get around government is just for small people, maybe, but not for the real money makers.
Imagine if one of the cartels did all of a sudden
take
billions.
Oh my God, that would be awesome.
Entered the crypto market, and billions of dollars and $100 bills entered the other market, forcing it the other way. You know, that's the thing, is as companies and big holders of dollars, hoarders of dollars, and they do exist, as they start disgorging their hoards, they're going to create a whole new inflationary pressure where we might be able to force the U.S. dollar into hyperinflation without their even having to increase their rate of printing.
And then I could pay off my mortgage.
And then we've won.
So they're pointing out here about this financial crime in crypto asset markets. Now, look, there's obviously the so-called crime of selling drugs, but that's not what they're talking about here. Mm-hmm. They're talking about financial crime, meaning like
what
robbing a Bitcoin exchange. You know, you know these Bitcoin exchanges will now and then.
Here's the problem with
not
that.
Just that, but also ransomware. That's been a big issue.
True.
Okay.
Because the CIA let a toolkit out into the wild.
So the problem with both of those arguments is that one, we already know that money is literally being stolen, like billions of dollars from banks all around the world. Every year.
What do you mean? By whom?
North Korea. It's it's believed it's largely North Korea. But the point is, this is already happening.
This is working, just for reasons.
Well, I mean, there's already a little bit of information out there on how they've done it, and they haven't. So for what they do is, so basically, because the U.S. Is basically the means of transferring money for like other countries all around the world, and the U.S. government actually closes for like certain days, and then like on a holiday, there's like a 3-day period where if you're in another country and you do the you initiate the wire, there's no way for them to pick up on the fact and cut and kill the transaction. Mm-hmm. Normally they can like kill a transaction or stop it from going through, but the bank can't call the U.S. Like the big
Federal Reserve
to kill a transaction when they're not open. So,
but the Federal Reserve is closed on those days, so they wouldn't accept a transaction.
It's something along the lines of it's done on like a Friday. It's initiated, but it doesn't, but the next couple of days, like it's, I don't know, I'm not sure the details.
Well, the Federal Reserve closes on the weekends and holidays.
Right, yes, right, right.
Mostly
so,
the way banks work, though, is the things that are completely automatic go on 24/7, but there are things that require human intervention, and those are done by 9-to-5ers.
Almost all wires have somebody intervening and at least releasing the funds.
So, essentially, it's something along the lines of they cause some sort of issue with printing documents or something so that they don't know what's going on at the bank that's doing the sending. So the wire gets sent, but they don't pick up on the fact that they shouldn't have sent it. And because they do it on a weekend, it goes through, and then when they realize it after they get the printer fixed, they are out of time to actually try and pull it back because the US Fed is closed. And so that's how they've successfully wired money to like Chinese bank accounts, which then end up in North Korean, leaders' hands.
So wait, are they hacking the accounts?
They're hacking the banks specifically, not the Fed wire system. They're hacking the
foreign banks. Is they're hacking the account of the person they're sending the wire from, right? So they're getting the username and password of that person or
business. I think they're doing both two things. So I think they're getting access to the bank accounts and they're hacking into those, and then they're also disrupting the ability of the bank that's doing the sending of the transaction from figuring or realizing that they should not have initiated it. Right, shouldn't have approved it or something like that.
That's interesting. I'm sure that works at some places, right? Because there's some banks.
Oh, it's been numerous banks all over the world that this has been done to and successfully. So
because I've had some banks call me every time I send a wire, whereas some banks will just automatically send it if you put the right code in on the website.
Right, right. And I suspect it's probably something along those lines. The code gets entered to pre-approve it, and then they don't catch it, and they can't catch it because their systems are down, but they're still letting the wires go through.
There's one other way here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. We got more news, especially, it's actually unfortunately really bad news about this Financial Action Task Force looking to crack down on cryptocurrency exchanges coming up.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.